I'm Teresa from the Mighty Lily Whites, former Welsh Cup winners, and you are listening to the JD Welsh Cup podcast with Weber and Jonah.
Well, let's have a look at a few JD Welsh Cup ties now where distance isn't really the issue. Quite local games. We'll start off with you, Dean. It's Kevin Druids doing very well for themselves against Gilsfield.
Yeah, plenty of local pride at stake in this one. Kevin Druids, obviously, we know the ambitions they've got there now with the investment they've managed to secure. Big plans both on and off the pitch there, and it's exciting times for the club, who have been sampled European football before, and they'll want to do that again, I'm sure. Gilsfield, obviously, a very good side. They're coming into the game on the back of a big point against Prestatyn Town on home soil. I mean, that's going to do them the world of good confidence-wise. Headed into a game against the side, probably at a similar standard on paper to Prestatyn, when you look at both squads. Whether they can sort of get anything from the game or not remains to be seen, but they're definitely in within a chance. Obviously, you'd expect their goalkeeper, Mike Jones, to be busy. But luckily for them, he's one of the best shot stoppers anywhere in the country, in my opinion. And then you've got a significant sort of threat going forward as well. And they do take their chances when they come most of the time. They don't create that many. Given how focused they are on sort of being resolute at the back and sort of nicking the odd one or two here and there. So if they can continue with that mindset, Hugh Griffiths is definitely going to have a lot to think about from a Kevin Druids perspective on how to counter. They're well-drilled at set-up, really.
And Pontypridd Town won't have far to travel. They're down to Cardiff Met. Let's hear from Pontypridd Town manager Jonathan Jones first.
Very excited to have drawn Cardiff Met away in the third round of the Welsh Cup. I think it's always a special occasion when you draw a team from a higher ranked league and particularly from the Welsh Premier League. It'd be a great chance for us to test ourselves against a Welsh Premier League team. I think also the history and rivalry behind the scenes also plays a factor in this tie, with our director of football, Max James, having been previously chairman at Inter Cardiff, which after Max left, ended up being taken over by UWIC at the time, which then became what we now know as Cardiff Met. I think also our connections to the University of South Wales, or USW, will also play into the rivalry of the tie, with us being based for training at the moment at USW Sport Park, and our new match venue currently being finished off, where we'll move back to the Sport Park. Also, we've got over half of our current playing squad and well over half of our current staff as current USW or previous USW students. So they'll have a good grasp on the history and rivalry between the two universities, and particularly the football rivalry that's taken shape with both teams on a Wednesday playing in the Premier League south of the Bucks competition. So a tie we're very excited about and very much looking forward to.
And Met haven't had the best of results lately, Jonah.
Yeah, you have to be right, Mark. But Ponty have hit a bit of form the last couple of weeks. They had a 1-1 draw against the Lido. They had a good 2-1 win last week. So, you know, they've just clicked at the time when they all fancy this in the cup. They got the boy Luke Gullick again. He's starting to score goals up top. He scored two in two games. Jonathan Jones, his team, have gone from the bottom three. Now they're up to 12th and things are looking up at Ponty. And the Met have had, you know, they've had a bad couple of weeks. They had the bad result. Unlucky, by the way, say a bad result. They were unlucky. There's no doubt about that. Up at Carnarvon on Friday night. They played really well in an entertaining game, and so did Carnarvon, by the way. That's the type of quality we're looking for in this league. But Met at home, surely the Met at home, and with their experience of cup football over the last few seasons, I'd say the Met are favourites, but Ponty surely must enjoy the day.
And not that far away, and two teams that know each other very well, fighting at the top end of the Cymru South, Swansea University against Cambrian and Clydach. Well, let's get a football education from Tom Johnston, the midfielder for Swansea University. third-year sports science student as well. He's balancing the Welsh Cup and a dissertation. Brave man. Here he is.
I know all the boys want a good cup run this year. I think there's something a bit more special about a cup game, as anything can happen, even against the top team. So it'd be great to get through to the fourth and see how far we can go. We drew 1-1 with Cam Bryan just recently. I know both teams want to get the ball down and play, so it'd be a good game of football. And I think both teams could have stole the win at the end. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to the challenge.
And on the other side of the fence, Cambrian and Clinic have definitely tasted success in this cup of late. They'll want to get back in the saddle after some tepid results in both league and cup competitions. Here's their manager, Dane Williams.
The Welsh Cup is a nice distraction for us, something that we're looking forward to. I think our league form has not been what we want, and the results have not been great recently. So to have a little distraction of the cup and an extra game with a little bit less pressure on us is something we're looking forward to. It's going to be a very tough game against a very organised and very, very well-drilled Swansea University side. And they're playing well. They're doing well in both the league and the cup. And with the home advantage, I'm sure it's something they'll be thinking they can get the win and then hopefully get themselves a nice draw in the next round. But on the reverse of that, that's something that we are looking to do as well. I think we played recently, so there'll be no splits between the two sides, and hopefully we can come out on top and get a nice favourable draw in the next round.
How's this one going to go, Jonah?
Swansea, second in Cymru South. They're doing well. David Evans, they've had a great season so far, but they all want to run the cup. The same as Cam Bryan and Clydach did last season when they got to the quarter final, and they loved their running the Welsh Cup last year. So Cam Bryan, Dane's team, they're eighth now in the Cymru South. Like we said, they had a brilliant start. They won 5. Now they've drawn 4 and lost 4 of their last 8 games since. So this could be the one again to turn their season back around. It's a big game. It's like the Cymru South sort of biggest game in the Cymru South in the JD Welsh Cup. So, hard one to pick. But you just have to say, with the forms at the moment, Swansea Uni might start as favourites. But don't count out the fighting spirit of the Rhondda boys, because they love the cup.
Now, on to some clubs that will still have to travel a bit far, but they know each other inside out. Dean Jones, Penryn Cork beat Prestatyn a couple of weeks ago. Can they do the double?
One of the shocks from a couple of weeks ago, and they go at it again now. Obviously, Penryn Cork will be absolutely brimming with confidence, and they've got a home tie against Prestatyn again after doing them over in the league a couple of weeks ago. Prestatyn without a win in 2 now, but away at Penryn Cork and away at Gilsfield in consecutive weeks is a nightmare, really, in terms of travel, and especially playing Gilsfield on a Friday night as well. Can't have been easy. Two of the most difficult away fixtures boxed off for them now, and they only got 1 point out of 6, but they're still in charge at the top, or by 2 points, and I'm sure manager Neil Gibson will want to put this right this weekend and advance in the cup, because we've seen with Prestatyn that they can hurt teams higher up in the standings in the JD Cymru Premier, as we've seen in the Nathaniel MG Cup, obviously giving Carnarvon Town a good hiding. And then giving Ballartown a real run for their money as well. So if they can get through this tricky banana skin again, that's not underestimating Penryn Cork at all. I mean, you've seen their qualities on a weekly basis now. They've made huge strides this year, in my opinion. And it's going to be another tight one, but I just fancy Prestatyn to edge it and pick up their first win in 3.
And Jonah, Barrytown United and Newtown must have been cursing this draw. I don't know who made it. They're probably looking for them because they've drawn each other. They probably would have wanted somebody different.
As ties go, Mac, could be the game of the round. Barry at home to Newtown. At Jenna Park, Newtown have gone down there last week and won 1-0. Ian Sheridan getting the winner. And, both these teams are capable of going all the way in this competition. I think home advantage will really spur Barry on, and being defeated last week by a goal to nil by the Robins will really, really get Chesterfield's team up for this one. So, yeah, this could be one of the big, big games of the round.
So we're nearly coming to the end of this Mammoth podcast. I hope you're still with us. Knock, knock. Yep, you're still there. Brilliant. Coming up in a second, I'm going to ask Dean Jones and Mark Jonah Jones where they think the banana skins are. Which matches are going to create the most exciting results this JD Welsh Cup weekend? But finally, let's get through the other games we haven't mentioned. Aberystwyth Town against Ruthin Town. And Jonah, look, Aberystwyth will certainly want to make a statement in the Welsh Cup after being knocked out of the semi-finals of the Nathaniel. Ruthin Town will definitely want to get their name in the hat as well.
Listen, Aber will still be fuming over their MG semi-final defeat against STM, and they'll want to go as far as they can in the JD Welsh Cup. Don't worry about that. His form is not fantastic at the moment, so Ruthin could sniff a little bit of an upset here. But I think Aber, with what's going on at their club this season, will be desperate to get through this round. So I think Aber will just edge their way through.
And last, but by no means least, for Buckley Town, it's a lovely scenic trip through Wales to get to Pontardawe for their game. 133 miles, to be precise, through the borderland, through the Brecon Beacons. Oh, what a lovely journey it will be, Dean. But will Buckley be going back up that A483 with a smile on their face?
When you play sort of teams sort of so far away, it's hard to gauge. Obviously, by looking at the league tables and the Twitter or whatever, you can see the players making an impact. But at the end of the day, unless you see them in person, see their style of play and how they like to, whether they like to get the ball down and play or sort of go through the air a little bit in the channels, that's the difference sometimes. And it can be tricky, especially for sort of part-time managers, to make that commitment to go down and watch them play. I'm not sure if the Buckley sort of management team have been able to do that on a bit of a hiding to nothing, really. I mean, they should be getting a result down there, given the strength of squad at their disposal. But like I say, they'll probably have a big crowd down there supporting them, and we'll be hopeful of a result. So if it's just a case of sort of get out of it with a positive result, no matter how you play, and move on for Buckley, really.
Jonah, a heck of a track for Buckley, but what do you think of it from a Pontardawe point of view?
They are 16th in the Welsh League Division 1 with no wins in 7, so Pontardawe are struggling at the moment, Andrew Stokes and his boys. So it's a massive, you know, it's a massive cup game for Pontardawe. Their season hasn't gone as well as they would have liked to. Buckley will really fancy the trip down because they'll think they can get through this one, I think. They've got a couple of key players. Callum Humphries, the defender, scored 5 league goals to date for Buckley, so he's most probably a threat from corners and stuff if he's got that many goals as a defender. But it's a big ask for Pontardawe. They haven't had the best season so far, so I just think Buckley would think they can progress in this one.
So it's that time where you put your neck on the line, gentlemen. Jonah first, give me some games where we might see an upset this JD Welsh Cup Round 3 weekend.
Flint and Ballard will be a tight game. I think Carnarvon going down to Goidra, a shock, Colwyn Bay, an Airbus, and maybe could be some fireworks down at Carmarthen and Ammanford. They're the two, maybe.
And Dean, you probably agree with one or two of them, but any others that come to mind?
I think if Porth Maddock can keep it tight at Penabont for the sort of the first half, I think they've got a real chance. Less so, but still in with a shout, I'd say, would probably be Ruthin at Aberystwyth. They don't really give too much away, given how disciplined they are. And that might be frustrating for Aberystwyth.
Well, we've broken the bank for this podcast, this multiple, multi-channel satellite adventure, to bring you as much as we can about a great weekend of Welsh domestic football coming your way this weekend. I hope you can get to a game. Remember, the Scoria game is live on Friday. That's the Carmarthenshire derby. But there's plenty of games going on Friday night and Saturday. Check the Football Association of Wales website for the kick-off times. Updates, of course, throughout the weekend on the various club and FAW Twitter accounts. We'll be back next week with the North, the South, and the Premier podcast. I hope you enjoy your football wherever you are.